calling on her phone. I've got no time to be alone. Summer coming at me all the time. You better think I lose my mind. Cause I'm stranded on my own. Stranded, far from home. Alright. I'm riding on a midnight train.
Hello, and welcome to another edition of Stranded, the Australian-Canadian music and talk show. Here for a whole hour, lots of fantastic brand new Australian and Canadian independent music, and also a little dip into the past, which we always do at the start of the show. If you are tuning in for the first time, or maybe you can't listen for the whole show today, fear not, you can find out more online at ozstrandedradio.com. You can listen to the whole show, which will be up on podcast in a couple of days, and all of our archive shows, close to 300 of them now, and lots of great interviews there as well. So ozstrandedradio.com. We're also at facebook.com/ozstrandedradio and Twitter at ozstranded. We're going to start out with the Avalanches. So they're a band, not the most prolific group in the world, but they had a huge impact around the world with their album Since I Left You, which came out in 2000. So they're primarily an electronica group, which does some amazing work sampling, and Since I Left You is already a modern classic, thanks mainly to that track, A Frontier Psychiatrist, which I think had some record for the amount of samples crammed into one song, and somehow it worked very, very well. Anyway, they've finally returned with a new album called Wildfowl. So 16 years on from Since I Left You, and we're going to play a track from that, Frankie Sinatra. But before that, I wanted to play for you a track from that original album, Since I Left You. We'll play you the title track. And there's something interesting in the middle. It's a demo that was released before the Wildflower album came out as a bit of a teaser. And what's interesting is that it features David Berman basically speaking one of his poems, and with the Avalanches doing some sort of ambient stuff in the background. So David Berman is a really amazing American songwriter from a band called the Silver Jews. They are no longer with us, but David Berman, he was really one of the preeminent literary songwriters in the kind of indie rock world of the 90s. Stephen Malcolmus from Pavement was actually in the Silver Jews for much of their existence. So David Berman he's a brilliant lyricist, and it's really great to hear his voice. He's not out in the world much these days as far as the musical world. So a strange pairing. I don't know how the Avalanches hooked up with him. But it's kind of timely too, because, you know, we've been thinking about the Nobel Prize that's been given to Bob Dylan, and discussion about, you know, literature and songwriting. And David Berman is a good example of someone who writes very, very well and, you know, to a high standard. He's got a degree in literature, and he left behind a legacy of really great indie rock albums through the 90s with the Silver Jews. So anyway, that'll be part two. The second track we play. But first up, here's the Avalanches going right back to 2000 and the title track to Since I Left You. Thank you.
3 days later, they dug me out. I never saw Arthur again. But I'll bet wherever he's gone, he's having a damn good time.
We inaugurate the evening, just drumming up a little weirdness. It gets late so early now. The waves come in mountain phases, linked impossibilities, branching possibilities. I'd see fire where it's not supposed to be, in the empty library at supper time, by the respirating basement door. The dog eats out of an old tambourine on the floor. I've been told you can live a long, long time on the love of a dog, and that things get bitter and bad when the people are wrong, when sleep can be had for the price of a song. Late in the day, when the options are gone, when the seatbelt's the only hug you felt in weeks, when wrong numbers are the totality of your social life, the obscure strategies of wildlife only flummox the hell out of you, kid. I first saw her in a megastore. A day-glow raven, born into a free-fall, like plastic Easter basket grass, falling from an overpass. The fulfillment of a 10th-grade prophecy, a motel masterpiece. Blind to the branching possibilities, blind to linked impossibilities. Teardrops were standing in my eyes, like deer before they bolt. It was like I was stretching my arm through the cat door to heaven. I was thinking I could lick the frosting off these summer days if the nights were half as sweet. Me like a banged-up dog walking half sideways. I adored the way she modified my mornings when I'd wake up in the calm shoals of her bed, somersaults and smoke in a universe of sleep before she slipped into her heritage and disappeared. Now every second thought is out of control. I guess in a way I long to be rad. When I was with her, it felt wrong to be sad. Did I tell you an angel finally came and shut my mouth? There was a smile and a tear in her voice too. She taught me to relight, relight, and relight again. They tell me you can live a long, long time on the love of a dog. Things get bitter and bad, and sleep can be had late in the day when the options seem gone. Please let your eyes be a friend to me again. It's just malfunctioning teardrops. Cowboy overflow of the heart.
Right here, man. Right to the left.
Well, all the people there.
Thank you.
watch the show. It's good.
Sinatra, man.
Listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
This is Strand of the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show.
where we feature Australian and Canadian independent music and feature some interviews where we can. None this week, but we do have something special actually coming up, which I'll tell you about soon. But first up, there was three tracks from the Avalanches. So one from their classic album Since I Left You from 2000. And then in the middle was a very fascinating track, David Berman of the Silver Jews, with some spoken word poetry, with the Avalanches doing some ambient music led on top or in the background. And it was just released as a demo, and kind of fascinating. And then finally we heard Frankie Sinatra, which is off the new Avalanches album that's just been released. It's called Wildflower, 16 years following Since I Left You. So what we have coming up later on, I'm going to play for you four tracks, the whole EP, for a fundraising release. It's called My Peace River. So they're songs recorded by BC artists Miss Quincy and Twin Peaks, and its purpose is to raise awareness of the Site C dam that's been proposed in northern BC. It would be a complete environmental tragedy. It would be flooding a lot of beautiful, pristine land and First Nations territory in northern BC. And so the proceeds for this EP go to help the Indigenous fight against this project. So I'm going to play a few tracks from that. We'll talk a bit about it soon. But first, some new Australian music to get into. First up, here is a project called Dee Dee Dumbo, an Australian artist, solo artist, who is actually on 4AD, a pretty prestigious label out of the UK. And he performs solo with a 12-string electric and effects pedals. And he first came to the world's attention, well, around 2013, when he was featured at the South by Southwest. And he eventually signed to 4AD and two of the UK, supporting Tame Impala. And he's, kind of on the up. And I wanted to play for you a cool track from Dee Dee Dumbo called Walrus, from his record Utopia Defeated. And after that, a really awesome band called the Baudeliers, a psych rock band from Australia, from Melbourne in particular. So, and then we'll get into tracks from the My Peace River EP. So first up, here is Dee Dee Dumbo with Walrus.
Thank you. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Get a gun.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark. You're listening to CITR 101.9 on your FM dial.
Thanks for tuning into the show. You are listening to Stranded, the Australian Canadian Music and Talk Show. Two Australian tracks at the top of the set there, Dee Dee Dumbo with Walrus. And Dee Dee Dumbo is actually touring Canada and the US pretty soon, I believe. You could find more information online. I think that tour is with Dune Rats. And then in the middle was the Baudelaires, a really great psych rock band from Melbourne. Then we really changed pace with Miss Quincy and Twin Peaks here from Canada. And we're going to be playing three more tracks from this collaboration right now. So the track we heard was Time to Get a Gun. And it is part of a compilation called My Peace River. So sadly, there is a large proposal for a dam, a Site C dam, to be created in northern BC, which would flood the Peace River region. It's an $8.8 billion projected project, which would flood 57,000 acres of First Nations and heritage agricultural land. So a lot of people are standing up and saying, no, this cannot happen. This is unacceptable. And Miss Quincy was inspired to raise awareness along with, she enlisted the support of Twin Peaks, a duo from northern BC. So both bands are aware of the issues, care about it because it is the place that they grew up. So My Peace River is actually a multimedia project that curates many different views of the endangered area through art, photos, video and music. So I'm going to play you a little quick grab, a video that's on the website, mypeaceriver.ca. Just give you a little bit more information, and then we'll get into some more of the tracks from this EP. Here it is. Here is information about the My Peace River.
Hudson's Hope is where my family first settled in the valley, and it's one of the most beautiful drives. Well, it's my favorite drive in the whole world. Most of the drive to Hudson's Hope will be underwater if the Site C Dam does actually go through, which is really heartbreaking. Because the whole My Peace River project is about many different people and their individual connections to the place they call home.
Our family grew up in Hudson Hope. We moved back to the Peace River area basically for us kids to go to school. We can kind of stumble out our door and jump in a canoe and in 5 minutes be away from the vehicles and the traffic.
We've been living on this part of our land for 13 years.
Right on this side, all this lower flat, this is teeming with wildlife. This is where they need to live. Right? They need somewhere to go.
Yeah, I mean, it's called the Mighty Peace River because look at it. It's a big, mighty river. It's not something to be taken lightly. It's not something to be destroyed.
When people ask me how Site C will affect us, we sleep in our house, but we live on our land. And without our land, there's no life for us.
And that's the thing. It's always been here. It's a constant, something you could always depend on. And it's like a heartbeat for the area.
Because northern beauty is different. It's very wild. Mm-hmm. It's not something that people can experience when they're, yeah, it's you.
If the project went through, there'd be a dam built up there a little ways that would flood 57,000 acres. It's all First Nations land, and it would just all be lost. It would all be changed forever.
It's the last of the river in British Columbia. Certainly our culture would be destroyed. We call it cultural genocide.
We started the My Peace River project because we wanted a way to celebrate this area that tells everybody's story. We felt that people didn't know about the Site C Dam or what was happening here. We started with a hashtag, and it grew into this music festival with bands that just decided that it was important enough for them to come and be a part of this.
We're just trying to raise as much awareness as possible, especially for the Lower Mainland, because people are starting to notice, mm-hmm. and people are starting to understand what it's actually going to happen.
There's a
Everybody has a different connection to the area and the river because it runs through right through the valley. So when you live here, it's a part of your life.
This is the only part of the Peace River that's left. It's the last of what we have of the river in British Columbia. If we don't respect the land and the water, it can't give us back what we need because we destroy it. And that's a fundamental thing that anyone will tell you, whether it be David Suzuki or a scientist. The fact of the matter is that it's not about money. It's about the way that we live and what we need to live on.
Deep as a valley, it leaves a scar. Deep as a valley. don't know what I'm asking for. Oh, I wonder if we know. If it all gets lost, I'll be long right here.
River at my back door, carry me home. I look for my
my family nowhere to be found. River at my back door, carry me home. God saw the world he made, didn't turn out right. River at my back door, carry me home. It rained for 40 days and 40 nights. River at my back door, carry me home. The Lord said I'll never flood the land.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N., for real, authentic country.
This is Stranded, the Australian-Canadian Music and Talk Show. So there we had three more tracks from the fundraising EP called My Peace River. All tracks were recorded by Miss Quincy and Twin Peaks. And so the whole EP was performed live on the banks of the Peace River, and proceeds from the My Peace River EP sales will be donated to the Ravens Trust Join the Circle campaign to help the Treaty 8 First Nations fight the Site C Dam in northern BC. You can find more information at mypeaceriver.ca. We're going to leave you with one more track from the Charles A Commercial compilation that Adam Roper has put out on his Birds of Canada blog. It's available on Bandcamp, a really well-curated collection of tunes. We're going to play for you Jamison Troy with his track, No Money. Bye for now.